This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I notified my vice presidential debates while they were campaign phones and going on and on about how bad it was that Benghazi again. He talked about Benghazi anyway. I got tickled because he didn't tell you there's a little pull the slogan problem and all this. And in the history of America, there's only been one incident where American deaths were so politicized. This one. Four people died. They had seven congressional hearings looking at the same thing. All seven chaired by Republicans. The first seven were honest, straightforward, stand-up people. They found the same thing that the Special Nonpartisan Committee investigation did. We need to strengthen our security if we're going to go into a place where the government can't protect you. But the Secretary of State's never been responsible for those decisions. So they just said, our guys didn't get the memo. We don't care what the truth is. We want a result. We want to drive Hillary's numbers down.
Well, no, it's even Hillary and even the former president said that they would not want this to ever happen again. So if we're not going to ever have it happen again, let's get down to the truth of the matter. Why do we keep reproducing these errors and these breaches in security? You know, what is going on? You know, somebody had to be responsible. I mean, after all, you know, he says, well, Hillary's not responsible. Well, why would Chris Stevens is an ambassador, and he had requested time and again for additional security there in Benghazi, and it was ignored. Now, they tried to politicize it and say, oh, it's because the Republicans wouldn't approve the budget. They had plenty of money. That wasn't the case at all. So they kind of threw that up there, and the media didn't buy into that because they knew it was one of those, you know, false herrings. So it kind of went by the wayside because that's what they do. They cloud over a bunch of this stuff so that, you know, you get worn out and we lose we lose the whole objective in what we're trying to accomplish here, Scott.
Yeah, and it was their job. It was her job. Mm-hmm. Her job is to carry out the foreign policies and of the State Department and of the United States. Mm-hmm. That's her job.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think if Chris Stevens would have had some
of our ambassadors is her job.
If Chris Stevens would have had some sort of money tied, you know, from the president of Libya, you know, maybe it might have happened. You know, he might have gotten added security. It seems like because. You know, when it came to pay for play type of issues, boy, Hillary was all over that, and so was Bill Clinton, because wherever, you know, she made deals or deals were getting ready, Bill Clinton was right behind, and my goodness, he could have done a speech there in Benghazi for $500,000, and I'll guarantee you that stuff would have been taken care of lickety-split. What do you think?
No question. Without a doubt.
I, you know, it's bad that we have to surmise it in this context, but, you know, I don't know. Again, it's kind of like we were talking with Dr. Herb London earlier, is that, you know, the progressives would want you to think in terms, again, they love to bifurcate. Again, divided, we're conquered, all right? United, we stand. But when we can be bifurcated and we become, you know, so hyphenated, that we are now the ununited states of America, progressives can have their way because they can section out. I mean, when they talk about the electoral college and they talk about the voter electorate, what they talk about is segments. What parts, what segments can I strategically target and be able to win the White House? That's what this is all about. And then afterwards, they talk about being unified after they, you know, separated and divided us and conquered us. Oh, let's talk about unity. Let's all get together and sing Kumbaya, right? Well, just as there is a suggested alt-right, would there not be a you know, an alt-left that is loaded with all these progressive ideals and this alternate universe. Just something to think about. Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, ready or not, America, here we are coming at you once again, fresh every day for 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. By the way, we have a new affiliate here, Mr. Scott. Are you aware of that? In Chicago, what did I do with my notes here to tell you? In Chicago, we're now on noon to 2, and this would be on WCGO out of Chicago, 1590, noon to 2 every day. We welcome them to our growing list of affiliates. Thank you so much for being with us. Steve Beaman is with us right now, speaking of which, it's been a long time since we've talked with Steve, and always an honor and a pleasure to have Steve with us and have his insight. He is a self-taught, self-made millionaire, presently founder and chairman of the Steve Beaman Group, a personal development company working to help people along the five paths to a transformed life. He's changing lives out there, and people are all the better for coming in contact with Steve Beaman. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Well, Bill, I'm great, and I'm just happy to be back on with you.
Hey, good to be talking, and you're the perfect guy to address this issue. We've been, talking about, of course, a lot to be done about Trump's taxes. We had, I guess a summary of his 1995 tax documents, and in true form, the left is all over it. People, what amazes me, Steve, is that people who don't make the kind of money that Donald Trump makes, and they're trying to understand his tax documents. That's a non sequitur just from the get-go. What do you think?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. The jealousy economy people want isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. What Donald Trump did is no different than a million small business people have done. Mm-hmm. He had a bad year. He lost $1 billion. So the tax loss carry forward on that is the tax portion of it. $350 million. So, yeah, he doesn't pay taxes for three subsequent years when he can write off his losses. We do that to incentivize a business community to take prudent risks. Exactly. Now, you look in retrospect and say, well, look how dumb he was. He lost $1 billion. Well, you know what? Nobody makes bad decisions, looking forward. It's always in retrospect. If you lose, you're a bum. If you win, you're a hero.
Exactly.
I mean, you run a small business, you know what that's like.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing that they're not talking about were some of the regulations that affected this loss. And that's no harm, no foul, not taken in consideration. I mean, it wasn't just Donald Trump running a business into the ground. I mean, as you know, Steve, you've got regulations to deal with. Hillary Clinton often talks about her dad being an entrepreneur and being a businessman. And I wonder if her dad would not come over to Hillary in this 21st century America if he was running his business and say, what the heck are you doing with my business?
Bill, I'm so frustrated by it. Rarely do I get involved in these political dialogues, but I am reminded of George McGovern, who, after he left the political business, went into private business running a bed and breakfast. After 2 short years, he went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And his comment to people was, geez, I went out because of the regulations. I can only say I wish I knew when I was in government what I now know. I would have been a different senator.
Exactly.
And these people, Hillary Clinton's lived in the ivory tower of government her whole life. She's never earned a nickel in the private sector. And it's you and me and the people like us who create wealth. So for them to criticize Donald Trump for having a bad year in business, How dare they?
Yeah, well, they have no comprehension whatsoever. I mean, it's this alternate universe that they live in. I mean, they refer to the alt-right. I'm calling them the alt-left now. They're absolutely delusional. I mean, as you say, to your point, Hillary has been taken care of by we the people for 30-plus years, a career politician, and I question the return on investment that we received as a result of all that money that we poured into her, and we won't even talk about the Clinton Foundation and other pay-for-play things that she's been able to execute. But, you know, to your point, our founding fathers never desired career politicians. They were concerned that that could happen. You know, this is part of the reason why they limited certain categories, you know, our senators and congressmen, you know, to 2 years and 6 years and then 4 years with our president. But I think the next stage is, you know, just like we term out a president, we need to term out these career politicians. I think that this is becoming glaringly clear that career politicians in our government are not, you know, do not work for us.
I took my kids to Washington, and my reason for that is to show them where royalty lives.
Yeah.
The fact is we've created a royal class, and it's mm-hmm. the career politician and then the bureaucracies under them that are beholden to them. And, I mean, it is a ridiculous thing that's growing up, and we're now seeing a national media who criticizes the business community when it's we, the business community, who pay the taxes, who pay for those people.
Well, and here they are. It's never enough. I mean, let's go back. I mean, it was a little over 100 years. Government went after the top 1%. They said, oh, we got to get those guys. They make all the money. Let's go after them. So they did. And, you know, the middle class cheered and did an end zone dance and everything, thought this was great. And then in the years subsequent, guess what happened? The 1% was able to get around the taxes, and then it was the 99% ever since then that has been paying taxes.
Well, it always will be. And the reason for that partly is there aren't enough rich people. I mean, if you go parse out the billionaires, there aren't that many of them. There's a whole lot of middle class folks making between 50 and 250. And that's where the politicians go to end these deficits, even though they don't do that very well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact is they're going to go after them. So I find this whole thing to be an offensive ruse on the part of the uber left and the media to go after something that most of us in private business have experienced. I've lost money in business before.
Yes.
It's not a win-win game. What is it? Out of 100 businesses started, 90 of them failed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're darn right. Those 90 people take a tax loss carry forward.
Exactly. Well, yeah, because what's involved here, you know, taking seconds on their homes, family loans, I mean, on and on, Steve, we've done whatever it could take, you know, to fulfill that dream. And we've along the way, you know, if we're unfortunate enough and we go out of business, we've hired people. We've had employees. But you look at the temperament of the environment today, it is not very business friendly, even though Hillary will say and agree that it is the backbone of our economy. And I say, okay, what are you doing to prop it up and to encourage it? If anything, you offer more a disincentive than incentive. You add to the regulations, and they just keep on growing. I don't see any regulations going by the wayside, Steve.
No,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They think they're smarter than us. They live in an ivory tower and say, you know what, this would be good for you. I'm like, drop dead, get out of my life, and let me live as an adult and make my own decisions. These people are getting increasingly ridiculous.
Well, Donald Trump is hit into a nerve, no doubt about it. It's a grassroots nerve. I think it is one that the mainstream media does not know what to do with it. People are freaking out. We saw what happened in Brexit, where people said, look, we need to control our own destiny. And look what happened there in Europe. Even Barack Obama going over to England to try to talk to the people, and because he's just so influential and charming. Well, his charm, it doesn't carry muster anymore, went by the wayside. They left the European Union. Look at Christine Lagarde. She's freaking out. I mean, she's flipping people off, which, you know, was on Drudge the other day. So when you see this kind of reaction that's going on, and you see Hillary in their camp and the alt, what I call the alt left, they're going nuts because they see their vision of this, you know, of this socialistic movement going by the wayside.
Well, let's hope it does, because I want jobs for my kids and my grandkids, and you're not going to get there if we regulate business out of business.
Well, Steve, what you're about is helping people realize their dreams. You know, we want people to realize dreams and to dream big. This is what the America was that you and I grew up with. It's been stifled, and we've got all this human potential and productivity just waiting to be unleashed, don't we?
Yes, we do indeed. Yeah. I believe in the people. I believe in their ability to solve their own problems. And
I'm right with you, buddy.
We got
to leave it there. We're out of time. Steve Beamon, CEO and finance expert on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live. Martin. Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming at you from 9 to noon, live Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thank you so much for joining in on all the fun here and the commitment to get this country back on track. I'm like you. I'm very optimistic. I like what Steve Beamon, his heart. This is why I love this guy so much. I've known him for a long time and appreciate his heart to help others realize, you know, their ambitions and their big dreams that they have. And I say, let's have at it. And this is what's pent up in America right now. And this is why we're so frustrated and why the mainstream media is missing out on that, because it is there dormant, just waiting for an opportunity to be expressed. And my hope that this coming election will be the changing transition and transformative year that we're looking for, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about hearing loss right now. It affects more than 28 million Americans, including more than half of those over the age of 75. Are you aware of that? When combined with tinnitus, which is a ringing, buzzing, or other type of noise that originates in the head, hearing issues are the most frequently found service-connected disability among our vets here in America. Some hearing loss can be reversed through surgery or medication. In other cases, hearing loss is permanent, but can be reduced through the use of hearing aids. And here to tell us how we can prevent, diagnose, and treat hearing loss for our veterans through VA research is Dr. Patricia Dorn. She is the Director of Rehabilitation R&D Service at the Veterans Health Administration Department of Veteran Affairs. Dr. Dorn, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Very well.
Hey, great to have you on to talk about this, you know, demonstrating the effectiveness of three types of hearing aids in the hearing aid clinical trial. Let's talk about these major accomplishments that have been affected because of the Department of Veteran Affairs and rehabilitation.
Sure. So that study that you just mentioned, this is a big trial with us and the National Institutes of Health and other federal funders. So there were over 300 participants, and we were looking at the benefits provided by three commonly used hearing aid circuits. That's how the sound determines how the sound is amplified and what frequencies are amplified, and some of the schemes around that. And what we learned is that all of them greatly improved the people's ability to hear. It reduced the communication problems. That was a good finding, great finding. And then following up with a follow-up study on that, looking out 5 to 7 years on the benefits and use, and folks were still using the hearing aids, still getting those benefits of being able to communicate and hear better. And so it's good to find that those benefits were persistent in the long term, not just in the short term, and really speaks to if you have a hearing loss, getting hearing aids, getting amplification, and really trying that out as a way to stay connected and not become isolated because of your hearing loss.
Well, Patricia, we're seeing this as a growing issue amongst our vets, right, that are suffering from hearing loss?
So our veteran population, with their military experience, a big culprit, of course, is noise exposure. Mm-hmm. And then as the veteran ages, there's the effect of presbycusis or aging that comes into play also. Mm-hmm. And so you have an aging presbycusis on top of the noise-induced hearing loss. And our veteran population, we serve, you know, all veterans, all eras, and our largest cohort right now is the Vietnam era veterans.
Yeah. You see what you did? You've expanded everybody's vocabulary. You laid presbycusis on them, and now they're going to go around the office and talking about presbycusis, and they're going to just sound so intelligent. Thank you so much for giving us the word of the day here, you know. So what are some of the prevention tips that can be incorporated here, Dr. Dorn?
Well, sure. So hearing protection, use of hearing protection called hearing conservation is very important. And when the veterans go to their audiologist in the VA, a part of their clinical care is education and learning about this and understanding the importance of it. And that's for veterans, that's for everybody when you engage in noisy activities, use around engines, power tools, the concerts, all of that. You should be using some kind of hearing protection, earmuffs or earplugs. And also, use of the devices with the headphones and earbuds right up to your ear and the sound being cranked up is a bad thing. That can damage your hearing, too. Mm-hmm. And especially we're talking about some of the younger generation who, you don't want to bring that on yourself. It doesn't have to happen.
Exactly. We live in a loud world, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, just as you say, whether it's concerts, machinery noise and that with all the advancements that we've gone through. And then, we love this younger generation, with these earbuds and everything. And it's just not loud enough. And for me, having been in the radio business and broadcasting most of my life, I know there were people, broadcasters, that you'd go in the studio and the music could just be blaring. I just could not, I couldn't have it like that. And thank goodness for it, because I think it's preserved my hearing. But the fact of the matter is that everywhere you go, there is noise. And, where before I didn't necessarily have ear protection with me, it's almost, I carry it with me almost all the time now.
So do I.
Isn't that nuts? I mean, it's like,
no.
My wife says I carry it because I don't want to hear what she has to say. I said, that's not true.
No, because you can still hear speech. And the point is it takes down that loud noise in the background. But no, I think it's a good idea do that.
Well, I like what
you're... even being...
Go ahead. I'm sorry,
no,
go ahead.
Sir, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to start to ask you about, the specifics of things that the VA is doing to help our vets suffering from hearing loss.
Sure. So a couple things to mention is that the current conflicts and veterans coming back who've been blast exposed, high blast exposure, mm-hmm. what we're learning is that that with respect to sound, that they can sometimes hear the sound normally, but they can't understand the speech, and particularly if it's rapid, if it's in a noise background. It's called the central auditory processing problem, so it involves from the inner ear up to the brain, the auditory cortex, where some of the processing goes on. And so we're seeing that connection through the research, and we're seeing that, unfortunately, it's persistent. It's not resolving, and it's not going away. And we're also doing research on blast-exposed veterans with the mind to the hearing problems and traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorders, and seeing what kind of connections and what kind of interplay is going on there so that we can come up with some new solutions to address and mitigate the problem. One thing that we've tried with a recent study is using FM systems, little miniature amplification systems. They run on a frequency, and the person can basically move the mic up to the speaker, the sound of interest, and get the sound then directly in their ear, and it helps with reducing background noise and getting the speech to them in that way. And the study also involved using some auditory training, these kind of brain fitness techniques and things like that. And some of the early results are indicating that, yeah, it's helping the veteran who does have this central auditory processing problem, and it's making it easier for them to hear speech. So that's a good early finding for those folks.
Yeah, this is an incredible process, and there's a lot of moving parts to all this. And, we really appreciate what the VA is doing on behalf of our vets in addressing this issue. Dr. Dorn, where can the good folks go for more information?
So go online to research.va.gov. You can find out what we're doing there with hearing loss and other kinds of research. If you're interested in participating in research, that's great. It's always voluntary to do that. It does not affect the veterans' benefits, and any information about you and who you are is confidential.
That's great. Okay, Dr. Patricia Dorn, Director of Rehabilitation, R&D Service at the Veterans Health Administration, Department of Veterans Affairs. Dr. Dorn, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
It is brought to you by Tostitos and Pepsi. This season, Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, along with Pepsi, are offering football fans across the country the opportunity to experience the game like never before, participating in the pregame coin toss from the 50-yard line, or being on the field for the Super Bowl trophy presentation. Fans can enter the Win Unreal NFL Experiences sweepstakes by visiting Tostitos.com for the chance to win a weekly Unreal NFL experience and to get awesome NFL gear and prizes. Pat O'Toole, Senior Director of Marketing for Tostitos, knows that football fans love the game and the experiences around it, whether they're tailgating in a parking lot or at home enjoying the game with their favorite Pepsi beverages and Tostitos snacks.
We're bringing our fans experiences they typically only dream of, from tossing the ball around with Drew Brees to helping team captains with the coin toss. These experiences give our fans the opportunity of a lifetime that only Tostitos and Pepsi can offer.
For more information, visit Tostitos.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
War. It's been a part of humanity in every age. We fight for power, for riches, for rights, or for freedom. There always seems to be something to fight for. But one thing has remained true of every war. Behind the field of battle, someone has developed a strategy. This was part of my husband's role in the army. He would look at what the enemy was doing, then begin putting together the resources and a plan to fight against them. He was a crucial part of this process until a heart attack claimed his life. That was a hard time for me and our son. I was reminded that death is a part of life and that the life we're given should never be taken for granted. It's been 40 years since Leo passed, but I still hold on to the many lessons I learned from that time. I find myself amazed that of the many battles we engage in today, be it money, control, or matters of the heart, very few of us know how to fight the right way or understand who we're really fighting against. To win any battle, you've got to have the right strategy and resources, because victories don't come by accident.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, the wisdom and insight of Mama Claire, no doubt, from War Room. Bill Martinez back with you, 26 minutes before the top of the hour. Let me tell you, if you think Donald Trump is the only one who avoided paying taxes, wouldn't you find it ironic of the very publication that, brought this to the front? Yes, we're talking the New York Times. Wouldn't you find it ironic if they avoided paying taxes? Maybe 2014. What do you think? Well, Joel Pollack is with us right now, and Joel's got some insight for us. Joel is the senior editor at large at Breitbart News. Joel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be with you.
Hey, good to have you back with us. Congratulations on the book, See No Evil, 19 Hard Truths the Left Can't Handle. I'm calling now. The left has gone so left that they've become the alt-left now. That's the way we're referring to them. They have an alt-right perspective. I think what they're doing is definitely alt-left. I mean, so many Democrats are going, what happened to my party? I've got left in the dust here.
Well, there is no alt-left. I mean, alt stands for alternative.
Yes.
If you're on the left, there is no alternative. It's basically just all radical.
Yes.
And what you're seeing in some of these places where Donald Trump is doing very well is that Democrats are switching over in large numbers to vote for the Republican candidate, even while some Republicans say he's not conservative enough for them. He's pulling some people over and, in fact, now leading in many of the recent polls in Ohio, which was previously thought to be not just a battleground state, but one that a Republican candidate would struggle to win. So we'll see what actually ends up happening there in 5 weeks. But Trump is talking about issues that Democrats used to talk about until their party essentially was hijacked by what you could call the gentry liberals, that is the sort of academic left and Washington left that is a kind of upper class that forms a kind of alliance with the underclass against everybody else, although the underclass really isn't well served by the policies the upper class is promoting. So it's just an interesting time where the middle, for whom the Democrats are convenient campaign talking points, are actually represented by the conservatives, and the fringes of politics are basically represented by the left-wing party. So there really is no alt-left. There's no alternative. If you're on the left, you've got to stick with all the crazy stuff that's in the Democratic platform and that the Black Lives Matter movement believes and that Hillary Clinton says she wants to do.
Yeah, but that's what, to my point, I guess, and not to parse words here or even belabor this, Joel, and I appreciate your perspective, is that they're leaving that base, that once Democratic base behind here, and they're saying what I'm hearing is they're going, what happened to our party? And as you say, they are they're running to Donald Trump. Donald Trump has become their voice, and even with the recent suggestion, to Black America and going to Black America, which Republicans heretofore, were reluctant to go and meet with. And he's telling them flat out, what have you got to lose? Look what happened. I mean, look what happened all these years in the last 50, 60 years, all these programs that were set aside for Black America. We've spent over, $22 trillion in the war on poverty. And look what's going on. You have a Black president for the last 8 years, and you guys are worse off than ever. So right now, what do you got to lose?
Right. And they're not just saying what's happened to my party. They're also looking at Republicans and saying, gee, what's happened to the other party?
Exactly.
Because Republicans, even before Donald Trump, Republicans had really started talking about these issues in a completely different way, and talking about the failure of government programs and talking about free enterprise alternatives and all these issues. You know, there are industries where Black Americans have quietly made a huge impact as small business owners, as entrepreneurs, and those are some of the industries that Democrats have been targeting over the last several years. One of the most important is the insurance industry, which was one of the first industries where a large number of self-motivated Black entrepreneurs was able to break out, partly because there weren't the kinds of racist quotas that were in place in industries with unionized labor agreements and so forth. You know, in many of the big cities, unions kept Black people out of jobs. So many enterprising and ambitious young Black people entering the workforce went into the insurance industry. That's the very industry that was targeted by Obamacare. And we don't really hear those voices enough because there's a kind of code of silence imposed within the Democratic Party on minorities, not just black people, but Jews, Hispanics, anybody who dares to speak out against the left's traditional minority coalition politics. But basically, they've been targeting the very institutions that have been the bedrock of black entrepreneurship in the black community. Look again in Chicago, where I'm from and where I'm speaking to you from today.
Mm-hmm.
You have all the school reform that's been proposed, being opposed by the unions, which are supposed to be the left's mainstay and the best friends of the black community. Those
right.
unions are opposing school reform. And what's happening instead, the city is shutting down failing schools, failing according to the standardized test. But they're shutting down schools almost exclusively in black neighborhoods. Those schools might be failing, but there are institutions in those neighborhoods. The parents and the voters are really upset that more hasn't been done to turn those schools around. But, of course, that would require competition in the public school system, which the left doesn't want. So the black community, I think, has been targeted by government, not just failed by government, but actively targeted. And Donald Trump is reaching out to them and saying, look, not only me, I mean, I'm here as a representative of the party, but look at the solutions Republicans have offered in other places.
Exactly.
And in that sense, he's allowed Republicans to come together around his candidacy. And maybe when we look back at this election, we'll look at those forays into the inner city as the point where Donald Trump really began to rally Republicans as a whole to his side.
And that's if Republicans can come alongside. I mean, along the way, Joel, you've got abandonment by, you know, the Republican elite. I think the Bush family is pretty well done at this point. You know, with Senior saying he's going to vote for Hillary, you know, Jeb pouting after he made a promise that he would support the eventual nominee. I think that they've just put themselves into the bin of irrelevance.
Right. Well, they have become an elite governing family rather than a Republican family or a conservative family. And that's okay. And not universally, by the way. There's a couple who have done the right thing in this election, which isn't, by the way, just to stick to the party line. The right,
right.
thing is to stick to principle.
Exactly.
And there's no way that conservative principles will serve Hillary Clinton.
Hmm.
Maybe if the choice were Donald Trump and some other Democrat, you'd have a better debate about that. But George P. Bush in Texas has backed Donald Trump. And, you know, he's not the first choice of many Republican voters, but I think people are starting to see what a Clinton presidency would mean. And when you're faced with that knowledge, you really cannot support the Clintons if you're a conservative. And so the Bush family has largely, if not universally, made their choice about that.
Exactly. Well, Joel Pollack has been with us. Joe, thank you so much. Senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. Check out his book, by all means, See No Evil, 19 Hard Truths That Left Can't Handle. And we've got more with Joel right after this. Stay with us, America.
This report is brought to you by Fleischmann's Simply Homemade. With families busier than ever, finding time to cook homemade meals can seem daunting. Here to share some tips, Aisha Curry, author of the cookbook The Seasoned Life.
As a working wife and mother, I'm always on the go and strive to find balance. I always have the staples on hand to whip up a delicious meal on the fly. One of my go-tos is Fleischmann's Simply Homemade Cornbread. It's made with the same high-quality, real simple ingredients that you'd find in your own pantry or fridge. It contains no artificial ingredients or preservatives. I love the delicious scratch-made taste, and the best part is, no one can tell that it came from a box.
If you love homemade cornbreads and muffins, but are short on time, turn to Fleischmann's Simply Homemade premium line of baking mixes to deliver scratch-made taste each and every time. For more information, visit facebook.com/simplyhomemademix. That's facebook.com/simplyhomemademix. This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. For many, fall means it's finally football season. Match the fun on the field by creating your own game to get into the competitive spirit. Ben Napier.
As Ole Miss alums, we take football season very seriously. For some friendly competitive fun before kickoff, create a larger-than-life woodblock game. Sand down wooden 4x4s and cut into 48 pieces, each 18 inches long. Start stacking into a tower, taking turns pulling pieces to see who knocks it over first.
Aaron Napier.
For tailgating supplies, we love to use our Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter. Let the games begin.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Neil Martinez, live. Martinez Live.
Hey, coming at you fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. That would be the hours that we're coming at you live. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A conversation with Joel Pollack, senior editor at large at Breitbart News, continues. He's talking to us from Chicago. Joel, we just added a new affiliate there in Chicago. We're on 12 to noon every day, 1590 WCGO. So we've got some hometown folks who are going to be listening to you shortly there. You know, relevant to this New York Times report, here they are, you know, going, oh, I can't believe that Donald Trump hadn't paid taxes. Well, you know, last time we checked in 2014, wasn't it the New York Times that didn't pay taxes?
Right. There are years where individuals and companies might pay no tax based on the fact that they lost money. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you can lose money in a year and apply that to previous year tax returns. So this is something people do all the time. I mean, Hillary Clinton did it as well, not to the tune of almost $1 billion, which is how Trump did it, but she wrote down some $700,000 on one of her recent tax returns, and her taxable income was reduced as a result. That's not avoiding taxes. We're supposed to tax income. We don't tax wealth in this country.
Right.
And if you don't have income, it's not taxed. And we want that kind of a tax system because we want people to take risks. And we don't want to punish them when they take risks and fail. There's all kinds of other provisions. I mean, the kind of thing they're proposing doing right now is student loan forgiveness. You know, they're going to write off trillions of dollars of loans
exactly.
If they get elected. And we already have provisions for loan forgiveness and so on in the tax code. So Trump was using the tax code the way it's supposed to be used. He did nothing illegal. Nobody goes out and says, hey, I'm going to lose $1 billion on purpose so I don't have to pay taxes. $1 billion is a lot of money, and he probably would have rather kept it and paid whatever income taxes he would have paid on it, you know, depending on state and local taxes. It could have been up to half of that amount, but nobody wants to lose $1 billion or $500 million. So, you know, it's just much ado about nothing, and I think that, if anything, it may have boosted Donald Trump, this whole revelation, because it made the attacks on him look petty and also stupid. I mean, again, anybody who's filed their own tax return or has worked in a business understands exactly what went on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to make it into a scandal, and obviously it wasn't.
Well, again, they're trying to bifurcate and divide us, you know, the people who have been the entrepreneurs, who have been the backbone and the whole mechanism of our economic system, who have taken the chances, who have written, you know, signed their name on the front of a check. There's a lot that goes there. I mean, we know the chances of survival of any new business just, you know, to get past the first 5-year mark. You know, the odds are against them. But, hey, dreamers dream. Entrepreneurs do what they do best. And, you know, you win some and you lose some. And there are provisions, you know, as messed up as our tax code has been and as it continues to expand, one of the advantages that is still there is that they do incentivize people taking risk. And if you take a loss, then you can mitigate it. And if you're going to take it on the gain, then you got to consider the loss as well and be able to balance that out. I think that is the fair thing to do, and hopefully, you know, people who have not been in business for themselves can understand that and not buy into this scenario that's being falsely presented, you know, by Tim Kaine and by the Democratic. Well, what Tim Kaine said the other night in the VP debate, oh, well, Donald Trump didn't think it was important for him to support the military and all these and vets and all this thing. I mean, how cheap a shot? I mean, it sounded like something that would come out of the mouth of Harry Reid, frankly, you know?
Right. And you could also argue Hillary Clinton was trying to deny money for the troops when she took a loss on one of her tax returns. I mean, it's ridiculous. So it's all they've got, and that tells you something. I think there's also no benefit, really, to cooperating with these people and producing all the information they want with how much it helped or didn't help Mitt Romney. I mean,
It killed him.
Well, there wasn't anything in the returns that killed him. He released 10 years of tax returns, and then they said, well, why didn't you release 20 years? Because you gave John McCain 20 years when you were considering being his vice president. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Wow.
And it's just another way for them to needle Republicans and show the public that Republicans are weak. Because when Republicans capitulate and get nothing in return, it's sort of like what Obama does internationally, kind of giving everything away and getting nothing. People don't like that. People are attracted to strength. Hillary Clinton's happy to release her tax returns because she doesn't have emails from the Clinton Foundation to worry about. She was able to delete those.
Right.
So, you know, there's so much hidden about Hillary Clinton that the notion that she's somehow more transparent is just absurd.
Well, to your point about, you know, Mitt Romney giving him information and it being used against him, I mean, here's Harry Reid in the well of the Senate. I mean, here's the leader of the Senate, for goodness sakes. And he lies about Mitt Romney's tax returns, and then he giggles about it later and says, well, he didn't get elected anyway. So it's as if, you know, the ends justify the means here. And that's the way they think. And, you know, to me, it is just a major problem that you have this kind of loose speak that's going on. And maybe this is where America is right now, Joel. It's so fed up with the lies and deception that it's finally going to, as Nancy Pelosi said several years ago, is about ready to pull the plug and drain the swamp, you know, of all this deception that has pervaded our government.
Right. And of course, she's part of it. You know, she's responsible for Obamacare, which is now something the Democrats are running as fast away from as they possibly can. It was on the front page of the New York Times earlier this week that no matter who wins the election, Obamacare is going to have to be overhauled. A stunning admission from the New York Times, which shilled shamelessly for Obamacare 5 years ago, or 6 years ago. So they're now admitting that it was a failure.
Yeah. And look at Bill Clinton. What did Bill Clinton say the other day?
Right. It was craziest, I think. I mean, and Chelsea said we have to put the affordable back in the Affordable Care Act. I mean, they're acknowledging it's a failure, and usually by their silence. I mean, when Mike Pence brought it up on Tuesday night, you didn't hear Tim Kaine defend it. He didn't say anything about it. So, you know, it's a miserable policy failure, and I think Donald Trump should point that out more often.
Mm-hmm. Joel, speaking of Obama, you know, kowtowing and giving away assets to the international community, what did you make of last week's, and now actually it came out earlier this week, that late Friday he signed authorization to release the asset of the Internet here of the United States and turn it over to, you know, some nondescript international body that's yet to be determined?
Well, it was one of the worst foreign policy mistakes made by this administration. and for nothing. The Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, basically controls the root directory of the Internet. And when it was set up in the late 90s, it was actually originally intended to be handed over to a multi-stakeholder kind of institution that would include governments. But that just didn't work, and so the U.S. kept control of ICANN, giving it antitrust exemptions and so forth. And that has largely worked. I mean, ICANN is not really the best functioning organization. It was found to be, for example, helping the Iranians and so forth. I mean, there's all kinds of problems with it. But we have an ability to police those problems here. We also have the ability to sue foreign governments for their domain names, with that, which are assets.
Right.
So, for example, there were a group of terror victims that sued the Iranian government and sought to attach Iran's domain names as part of the potential damages, and that was the only way they could get at Iran to get Iran to pay something to them, because otherwise Iran was just going to ignore the judgment. So the reason they were able to do that was that ICANN controlled the Iranian web domain names.
Mm-hmm.
And we've now handed that over to a yet-to-be-determined group that will include governments, which for the first time will have some direct say in how the Internet is run. Now, it's not yet the kind of government-dominated model that the United Nations would prefer, where Russia, China, and Iran sit on some kind of council and decide what happens with our Internet. But because there's no institution in place, it may get there sooner rather than later. And what the Wall Street Journal has been warning about, Gordon Krovitz in particular, is that given the fact that ICANN, this corporation that's run the Internet root directory, has only been able to do so because it's been exempt from American antitrust laws, now that it's no longer protected by the U.S. government, it doesn't have that protection of the antitrust. So the only way to get that antitrust protection back is to become the agent of some foreign organization, which usually means the United Nations. So
yeah.
The only way for the Internet to run the way it's been run is to be run by the United Nations, which means that the U.N. is going to let Russia, Iran, China, all these other repressive countries tell us what we can and can't do on the Internet. And that's coming.
Yeah, two things. Censorship and taxes. Look for those two things to be greatly affected.
Right. And the reason Obama did it was he was caught having spied on foreign governments. He came along, he was going to be a different kind of American. And then Edward Snowden revealed that the Obama administration was actively spying on foreign governments, as well as foreign cell phone consumers in Europe and that kind of thing. And so to appease the international criticism, he said, well, here, take control of the Internet, basically. So he gave them something they'd wanted for a while, didn't really need, but something they'd wanted. It's not going to stop the criticism of American surveillance.
Right.
But he hopes it'll help him look better as he leaves office. And what the rest of us do with the Internet when he's gone is not his concern.
Well, I thought maybe he needed a gig or something. I think he's losing a job here, January 20th, next year. He needs a new job. I mentioned that to Liz Peek. She goes, Bill, shame on you for thinking that he would accept something so lowly. I said, well, it's only a step away of running the UN and the world. This is his pathway, his career path, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. He missed this election for Secretary General, but there's a lot of other places you can do some damage, so we'll see.
Well, yeah, exactly. But here it is, gives away trillions of dollars. And meanwhile, where's Congress in all this?
Right, totally ignored and shut out. Congress tried many times to raise objections to this, all to no avail.
Well, Joel Pollack has been with the senior editor at large at Breitbart News. Don't forget his new book. It'll be linked on our website as well. See No Evil, 19 Hard Truths the Left Can't Handle. It's available at all the usual places. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.